Royce and Hadrian walked back to the Rose and Thorn.
You can't take this job.
I have to. If Ezra Harden is dead, Merrick is my only chance to find Gaunt. Do you think he really could have done it?
Merrick wouldn't lie to a client about a job.
But Ezra Harden was a wizard. He survived a thousand years. I can't imagine he could be murdered by a common killer.
I just said it was Merrick. He's not common.
As the two walked through an empty gentry square, even the bells of Mare's Cathedral were silent.
Then I'm on my own, finding the heir now. If I follow the payment to Merrick, I'll be halfway to finding Gaunt.
Hadrian.
Royce placed a hand on his friend's arm, stopping them mid-step.
You're not up to this. You don't know Merrick. Think a minute. If he can kill a wizard, one who could create pillars of fire even without hands, what do you think your chances are? You're a great fighter, but the best I've ever seen. But Merrick is a genius, and he's ruthless. You go after him, he'll know, and he will kill you.
Listen, I'm not asking you to come. I know you're marrying Gwen. Congratulations on that, by the way, and it's about time, I might add. This isn't your problem. It's mine. It's what I was born to do, what my father trained me for. Protecting Gaunt and finding a way to put him on the Imperial throne. That's my destiny.
Royce rolled his eyes.
Hadrian.
I know you don't believe that, but I do.
Gaunt could be dead already, you know. If Merrick killed Ezra Harden, he might have slit Gaunt's throat too.
I still have to go. By now, even you must see that.
When they reached the Rose and Thorn, Gwen was waiting with anxious eyes. She stood on the porch, her arms crossed, clutching her shawl. The autumn wind brushed her skirt and hair. Behind her, within the darkened interior, patrons talked loudly around the bar.
It's okay, Gwen. I'm taking the job, but Royce is staying. With luck, I'll be back for...
Go with him, Royce.
No, really, Gwen, it's nothing.
You have to go with him.
What's wrong? I thought we were getting married. Don't you want to?
Gwen closed her eyes, shaken. Then her hands clenched into fists and she straightened.
You must go. Hadrian will be killed if you don't. And then you will...
Royce took her in her arms on the steps of the tavern and held her.
Gwen.
You have to go. Nothing will be right if you don't. I can't marry you. I won't marry you if you don't. Tell me you'll go, please. Royce, please.
Royce gave Hadrian a puzzled glance.
Okay.